Welcome to the most listened to golf in the world, the Fairways of Life show, on air, online, and around the world. With the most candid interviews, unforgettable stories, taking you beyond the ropes. Here's your host, New York Times best-selling author and Golf Channel's Matt Adams.
You can see all the activity here on the driving range. We're at PGA National here for the PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. I am Matt Adams, and I'm delighted to be able to bring you this special edition of the Fairways of Life show, where we are on site learning about the new products from 2023. Tomo Bystedt's with me, who's the Senior Director of Product Creation for TaylorMade. You have the new Stealth 2 in your hand, and I know for many people that are watching us at home, they haven't seen this yet.
Right.
What are they about to take a look at? What are you going to show us?
Well, the first thing you're going to notice is the carbon face is back, right? So we got, Matt, we got the red face is back. We've improved it on off-center hit. So basically made it thinner. We designed it for off-center speed here. So it's going to be a little thinner around the edges. Again, we're trying to maximize forgiveness in this product, Matt. Obviously, the carbon face is designed for speed, but making the club more forgiving is what the name of the game is for a lot of golfers out there. Sure. So the face is the first aspect. The second aspect you're going to see is the sole is completely different, and the back of the club is completely different from the original Stealth. That's because all of this is now carbon. So the crown has been carbon for a while. Sole panel now is carbon as well. Not only that, but the whole back section is now carbon. This piece is also is a carbon-infused composite material that's really, really light. That saves up to 5 grams versus the aluminum we had on Sim 2, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And so this is really designed now to free up so much weight that we can maximize what we have in these other weights. So in the case of this Plus model, we have a sliding weight at the front, 50% more weight in here, 15 gram at front, and this new additional weight in the back, which is 15 grams as well. So there's a lot of weight that we can work with to dial in that forgiveness and that adjustability for the golfer.
When you guys come out with a new driver, typically you have drivers for different types of profiles of golfers.
Yes.
Is it the same with the Stealth 2?
Correct. So the one I have here is the Plus. It's the low spin model. It's the one with the movable weight. So you really dial in that trajectory, maybe for the lower to mid handicap player. Now, we also have a core model, which is going to be optimized more for forgiveness at all round performance. And then we have an HD model, which is new, which is super forgiving, high draw model. So that's going to get the ball up in there more easily. And that comes now with a full line of HD products. So in 2022, we only had the driver. Now we have a fairway, rescue, and irons as well on the HD line.
All right, so when you did this, let me just hold this at an angle here if we could for a second, Tomo. You come out with this carbon face last year. This was revolutionary when you did this.
Correct.
This was game-changing
stuff.
This was
20 years in the making.
Yeah, next-level stuff. I'm curious about how it was received. Were you surprised in terms of how much people liked it, in terms of the performance that you saw, et cetera, from the tour players right on down to the average amateur?
So this the Stealth product was one of our most successful products we've ever had in our history of our company, all the way from the tour guys, like you mentioned, all the way to that average golfer. And so so it has been incredible. Were there any surprises? For sure there were surprises. I think the biggest thing was how quickly people adopted to it, because it was such a sea change, like you said, and people looking at something completely different, seeing the red face, having carbon as the impact surface on a driver is very different, you know, and just the feel and everything else. How quickly people adapted to it was awesome. And that gave us more confidence, obviously, to double down and continue within year two and just improving it and starting on this new journey of having carbon wood technology out there.
And would you say when you go from the original Stealth to Stealth 2 that the story is basically about the forgiveness?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, ball speed is always going to be great on a carbon face, but building in that forgiveness is going to be what's new about this. So if you haven't tried a Stealth, you're going to see a lot of new things. If you have tried the Stealth 1, the biggest difference on the new one is going to be forgiveness on Stealth 2.
It is absolutely beautiful. When is this going to be in the retail stores? Is it in now?
It's available for pre-order. You can go fit for it at PGA Tour Superstore, and you can get a fitting for it. The product will be available on February 17th.
Okay, February 17th. You guys are going to be able to pick this up from wherever you're watching us around North America. Okay, very cool product. Can we take a look at the fairway woods next?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do it.
These are the new Stealth 2 clubs for 2023. Tom will take us through the technology.
Well, this one here is the Plus model. This is the titanium head mat, and this one is really, honestly, pretty crazy. So this one has a titanium head carbon crown, and this 50-gram sliding weight in here.
50?
50, 50 grams.
Wow.
And this is a total game changer from an adjustability standpoint. And you can really dial in your performance with these the way that you've never dialed in a fairway wood before. And really changing, you know, in the past we've had Rocket 3s, we've had 3HLs and all those things. Now you can kind of get it all in one, you know, because you can get the Rocket setting in the front, low spin, a little bit lower launch for that really penetrating rolling out ball flight.
Yeah.
And then you can get the back setting for that softer landing, higher peak trajectory, ball flight that's more playable. It's a little more forgiving here in the back, too. So you can really get and everything in between. It obviously has middle settings between that. So huge range of performance, something that's been a massive hit on tour already this year.
Now, looking at the sole, before we move on to the other attributes that you had noted, Tomo, I can see this the speed pocket here. Obviously, that's intended to generate speed off the face. Could you talk to us about the evolution of that technology?
Yeah, so this technology is, as you know, it came all the way from rocket balls back in the day. But basically, the speed pocket technology is a through slot now. So it's cut all the way through the head. You see this black material here. That's actually covering a hole. And it maintains low face flexibility. Again, think about fairy woods. You're hitting them mostly lower in the face, especially off the deck. And that's where you want to have more speed preservation, essentially. And that's what that does. Is it maintains the flexibility of low in the face. Really long slots now. If you look at the steel ones, too, really, really long slots. And that's going to help that flexibility low in the face.
And even though we're talking about fairway woods here, metal woods, adjustability in this hosel and this three-wood.
Yeah, so this one, the Plus model, has the FCT, the loft sleeve, plus minus 2 degrees. Combined with this, incredible range of adjustability. So this three-wood, for example, 13 to 17 degrams, degrees of loft, and over 1,000 RPMs range of spin. So
wow. You
have a ton of options there.
All right, I want to look at the crown because you mentioned it.
Yes.
Let's hold that up to the camera.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so this one here, you're going to see this beautiful gloss, kind of piano black carbon. We don't want to show too much weave. Keep it nice and quiet at address. But then obviously with the matte paint on the front here, to again, make sure that alignment's really easy. We have this lasered top line here on the twist face as well to make sure, again, that alignment's very simple and you're not seeing too many different lines at address and giving you confidence there.
All right, hold on. I'm going to have you be artistic here with this one.
Okay,
let's hold this right here for a second because you mentioned the twist face,
yes. And
I don't want to assume that everyone knows what the twist face is.
Right.
Let's talk about what that technology does.
Yeah, so basically twist face is that is a difference in that bulge and roll depending on high and low in the face. So basically as you go into the toe, you're going to see more loft and it'll heal a little less loft. And what that does is when you miss it in the high toe, typically what you've done is over-rotated the club and you're de-lofting, and that's why you see those low hooks coming out. We're counteracting that by adding a bit more loft in the section, reducing the left tendency and adding more height to the shot. And the opposite happens in the heel. The heel hits usually you're coming in and the face is open.
Yep.
Again, that's going to de-loft it for you a little bit here and make the ball go less right. So essentially counteracting your typical swing tendencies that golfers have.
That's amazing. Okay, so in these fairway metals, what are we talking about in terms of options?
So we have this Plus model.
Yep.
Comes in just a couple lofts because of all the adjustability, just a 3 and a 5. Then we have a core model, comes from a 3 all the way to a 7 with a 3HL in there. Actually, a 9-wood, too. So we have massive amount of loft range there. And then the new HD line, the super forgiving lineup, our highest ever MOI in a fairway wood, comes in a 3, 5, and a 7. But those are all weaker lofted. So those are designed for high draw. And those are going to be awesome for anybody who kind of struggles with fairway woods. Those are so easy to hit.
Really excited about the total lineup from TaylorMade in 2023. How excited are you?
Oh, couldn't be more excited. We're off to a great start, and it's only going to get better.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
It's good
Thanks,
to
man.
See you. We'll be back with more of the Fairways of Life show. Stay with us.
Nothing feels quite like hitting a PXG iron. That's because we use hollow body construction coupled with the thinnest club face in golf and a vibration-absorbing polymer. These technologies make hitting our irons feel soft as warm butter on a hot biscuit and create a bigger sweet spot, which means more forgiveness, better distance, and lower scores. Play PXG and see how sweet real power and incredible forgiveness can be. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous Lynx courses and our world-famous Parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Press the green button and start your journey at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
So many options.
Hello. That's what I play.
What? Yeah, definitely.
It's as easy as 5-2-3.
Doesn't get any easier.
This Houdini soul is like magic
when you just need to launch it.
I wish more of my pro-am partners had these.
I wish more of everybody had these.
Because golf is hard.
So make it easier.
Make it 5-2-3-easier.
If there was a trophy for the most forgiving clubs, these would win every year.
You want to talk about winning? You know he knows a bit about that.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time so you feel where you are in your golf swing.
Transition plus 4.2 inches. Length of backswing 50.3 inches.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
Transition on plane.
That's the mic drop.
Welcome back to the Fairways of Life show. Pleasure to have your company from wherever you are joining us around North America. It is always a pleasure to have the company of Tim Clark, president of Wilson Golf, one of my best friends in the world. And Timmy, the product line that you guys are bringing to 2023, absolutely packed with technology, really strong aesthetics as well. I don't even know where to ask you to start with all this stuff.
You know, Matt, as you know, the Wilson turnaround's been going on for a while, and this has definitely put us in the strongest position we've been in yet. And like I said, you know, I always like to start with irons, because 62 majors, more than any other brand in golf, it's just our heritage. So, well, let's start there, and then we can work either up or down.
Okay, so the irons for Wilson for 2023, I can already see, Tim, when I'm looking at this, in terms of the width of the flange and the perimeter weighting, etc. You made this for the absolute meat and potatoes of the game. What technology are you giving them?
Yeah, so this one is really about power, Matt, and we're so excited to be launching the DynaPower franchise. And it's really, you know, if you go back to us, the last few years, we kind of always kept our woods a little separate from the irons. So this is actually a family launch. We're super excited about it. The iron's the cornerstone, and the biggest thing is, you know, we know golfers struggle to get the ball in the air, and power is their biggest problem. So this iron is engineered. If you look at the width of that sole and how much weight, see how much you bring back. And what's great about this technology is the power hole technology, Matt, allows us to actually get that CG back, because these are through holes through the head. And when you take those out, it actually gives us that weight to get it here. So not only are they powerful irons, but they launch really high, which is something we're super excited about. So if you get a player that's struggling to either get distance or get the ball in the air, this iron's for you. Like I said, the technology, urethane cavity back here, so it's got great feel, great sound. But it is just all about power, and we wanted to make it as appealing aesthetically as possible.
When these holes go straight through, as you were talking about, what impact does that have on the face and the speed of the
That's the reason we use the technology, and I think, you know, we even TaylorMade uses a slot technology in some of their stuff. It makes the face faster, and obviously within the USGA limits and guidelines, but when you're working in a stainless steel product, it gets very hard to get the face to be as fast as, let's say, in a titanium product.
Okay.
So everything you can do in an iron to accelerate that face and that speed of the ball off the face is beneficial to the golfer. So that is really what these do. They allow us to make a very fastest face we can make.
Okay, I'm going to grab this for one second, Tim. I'm going to try to hold this up to the camera.
Yep.
Because on that angle, what you can see is the offset. And the offset is obviously very important in a club, too, to help it square up at impact. You want to talk to us about that?
Yeah, you know, and it's a progressive offset. So what we believe is in the longer irons, you need a little more help. But when you get into the scoring irons, offset is what helps a player keep the ball left. And if you look at most 80% of players actually hit the ball from center line to toe because they're all afraid of that little hosel there, and they don't want to get into that problem. So what this does, the offset allows you to close the face of the club and get it to the left side, something that we do. And then the nice thing about it, when you get into the scoring irons like the pitching wedge or the gap wedge, the offset's a little less subtle because shorter club, most players, it's a steeper swing. People can close it on their own much better. But on the long irons, we got a nice offset. But what I like about it, Matty, is when you do look at it, it's not an offset that you're afraid to play, right?
No, it's
subtle.
Yeah, the
way it blends, the way it blends in. And then the other thing here is we actually, you know, we went with the tone on the top line to kind of show that we have a thick top line. One of the things people don't know is golfers, when we do testing, the visual cue of how they think they're going to hit something probably is more important than actually what we hand them. So if you give them something and it's a player looking for help and that top line looks thin, it's a bad experience. So we're trying to exaggerate the areas that they benefit from and minimize the areas that make it look like a better product. So I think this iron for us, you know, one of the most proud irons I am so far in my tenure here at Wilson, but I think we got this one pretty darn good.
It's beautiful. Okay, then from there, let's talk about the rest of the family. Where do you want to go next?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. We're, you know, we're back in adjustable drivers, Matt, and this is something, you know, when I took over the position, you know, I said, we got to get ourselves back into core business. And that was irons and golf balls. And then when I said, once our business gets healthy and we're making money, we're doing good things, then we need to start transitioning into the other products. And that's where we are today. We got some putters and some drivers that we would have never done 5, 6, 7 years ago. DynaPower driver, we have two models here, Matt. So I'll take one out. You can take one if you'd like. And what's exciting about it is what we've done is we got, we've taken the adjustability. So the carbon, which is what most of the tour guys we have are playing, has a neutral to right bias. The titanium has a left bias. The titanium actually has a little bit higher spin rate. So this driver is 100% titanium. Okay. This driver's carbon mix, carbon top, carbon sole.
Wow.
And it's a six-way adjustable. So, you know, if you want to adjust it, you got plenty of options here. This is something we're excited about. Like I said, the tour player testing has been fantastic. The ball speeds on it have been amazing. And like I said, you know, Kevin Kisner's already had it in play down at in his first event with us. So we're excited to see the rest of our guys moving into it. But I think what's nice about it, we actually have two heads that we can actually, and the goal of this project was to cover the gamut, right?
Yeah.
You know, golfers that want to get this way. You got these two drivers with the adjustability we have in it allow us to really cover the full field of the golf course, whether you want to be a draw bias or a fade bias player. So awesome. Pretty exciting.
It is exciting. They're beautiful. And it also shows you the importance of going to a PGA Tour Superstore and making sure that you get fit for your swing and your game, because there are different choices therein. This caught my eye. When we came in last night and we were kind of walking around and checking everything out, these are really pretty.
Well, what we did here, and again, so as I said, normally we kind of have our wood separate, and this is the first time we're doing a full family. So this is the hybrid and the DynaPower family. And what we really wanted to do here is we wanted to give the player that compact head feel, right? Yeah. One of the things about hybrids, and this is through thousands and thousands of testing, when the hybrid gets long, the toe often gives the appearance, again, visual cue, that the player wants to hit it towards the toe, which is bad. So what we found is when we optimize this size, when you set this behind the golf ball, this thing just looks perfect, right? And you don't have a lot of room to the toe, you don't have a lot of room to the heel, but you get a very confident look when you look at a hybrid. And hybrids are a love-hate for a lot of people, Matt. Some people just don't enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to get something that would, you know, you're never going to get 100% of the market, because there are some people who like the long toe.
Sure.
But what we want to do is be able to tackle 80% of the market. And I think with this design and the classiness of it, I think we're on the right track.
There's no doubt. Now, when you talk about class and you talk about lineage, putters are a history of Wilson that a lot of people may or may not know until you see this. Talk to us about this putter and what it's inspired by and what it means.
Yeah, so this gorgeous. we could talk about this for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're a historian of the game like I am. So the 8802 is probably the most legendary putter in the market of play. It was actually designed by Arnold Palmer. So what's funny is if you go back to Wilson back, I think it's 1956, the original putters in the 802 actually said Arnold Palmer designed by Wilson. And if you're a collector, that's about the most valuable putter in the world today. So what we've done over time is this is something we're proud of. We modernized it as greens have changed a little bit. And if you go back to the old days, the putter weights were very light. So for us to kind of get this to modern weighting, we had to make some modifications. Quite honestly, the toe is slightly longer on this one than, say, the original. And the other thing that you'll notice, which is the subtlety, is the flange, which would be the back, to give you a little bit more stability and weight, Matt. We've got this a little longer. And that helped us get the weight where it needs to be for modern putters. But what I like about it, and one of the details, and that's what I love about what Wilson's been doing with the designs, is what you can see we 100% milled this.
Oh.
So when you, very fine milling. But what happens is when you mill it, at appearance, it blends the flange in. So it doesn't look like it's hanging back there. So it looks very much like the original, but it's got game improvement in it. And so it's pretty exciting. So we're super excited about this. This one sold out in a matter of minutes. We're waiting for
it. It sold out already?
This thing is just... That one's been insane.
Do you have any other putters you
want
to show?
Yes, well, yeah, I think always, you know, this is the one, this is interesting. This is our modification, a little bit of a, you know, and Matt, you know all about the toe hang. I mean, Matt is actually one of the best putters you play golf with. So this is the one Kevin Streelman has been playing with. And Kevin got this one, which is very different than anything he's ever played. But he said, he goes, Tim, I roll this thing in like, my stats are so much better. I can't take it out of my bag. And I think it has to do, again, a little bit of an offset, right? So it keeps the hands out in front of the ball. It's not a toe hang, but it has hang to it, right? So it helps you open and close it. And it's just been a great product for us. And like I said, whenever a tour player puts it in the bag at first look, Matt, that's a home run.
No doubt.
And obviously we'll do some modifications to some of the back designs because you need to have options specifically for the tour players. When I'm saying that, what I'm saying is we'll have no line, we'll have a mark, we'll have all the variations those guys kind of want to see.
This one looks, you can grab the other one too. Might as well
just we'll do both. Yeah, we'll get them up, man.
But this one looks very traditional. This is very much like the old answer style. I imagine that this one squares up beautifully when you're trying to align.
And quite honestly, this is really modern. You know, if you go back to Wilson, the TPA putter line was one of the most famous lines that we've ever had in putters. 8002 number one, TPA number two. So this has a lot of the TPA characteristics. But this is for the traditionals, Matt. This is the player that just likes to have a square, a little bit of a neck there with offset, get behind a ball and roll it. And then this is our, you know, this is our moving
weapon.
This is a weapon, right? Maybe you can kill somebody with this if you live in Chicago and it's a bad day. I walk to work with it, so you know. But this is a fun product, so it's kind of us getting into the mallet. The mallet world is. It's funny, as things trend, the mallet world got super hot, and it's kind of cooling down, Matt. If you look at a lot of tour players, they're actually going back to the traditional blades. But this is our entry into that. This has really been designed specifically for Brendan Steele, who's a mallet player and has always been a mallet player. So he's played a couple rounds with it. We're going to do some tweaks on some of the edges. But, again, these are 100% milled putter lines for us. It's a, you know, these are at the $349 price point. You know, it's an area we just couldn't play in 10 years ago. Yeah. But with the momentum of the brand, you know, we're at $499 on the carbon driver, $429 on the titanium driver. So we're in some good spots, and I think we're going to give consumers a really nice surprise when they give us a chance.
Now, this product that we're looking at, the DynaPower here in particular, when will this be in the golf shops?
The DynaPower is going to be in shops nationwide and actually worldwide on 3/1. So that's the launch date. So we'll be shipping everything in middle of February, and then all retailers will be embargoed till 3/1. And then the putter line, quite honestly, has already gone out. And like I said, the 882 was the most was the fastest selling putter I've seen in a long time, and we are working on that one. But the rest are in the market today.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, thanks,
great,
Matt.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Cheers. We'll be back with more.
I guess hello world, huh?
And with one subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to boynegolf.com.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time
so you feel where you are in your golf swing.
Transition plus 4.2 inches. Length of backswing 50.3 inches.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
Transition on plane.
That's the mic drop.
So many options.
That's what I play.
What?
Yeah, definitely.
Nothing feels quite like hitting a PXG iron. That's because we use hollow body construction coupled with the thinnest club face in golf and a vibration-absorbing polymer. These technologies make hitting our irons feel soft as warm butter on a hot biscuit and create a bigger sweet spot, which means more forgiveness, better distance, and lower scores. Play PXG and see how sweet real power and incredible forgiveness can be. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous Lynx courses and our world-famous Parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Press the green button and start your journey at ireland.com/golf.
Welcome back to the Fairways of Life show, folks. We are live from the PGA Tour Superstores Training Summit here at PGA National in Palm Beach Gardens. It is a beautiful day. We're kind of dodging around the sun as we're broadcasting outside of the putting green. Jill Spiegel is joining me, the president of the PGA Tour Superstore. How are you, my friend?
Good, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. Are you excited?
Oh, so excited. It's our favorite week of the year.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The chance to do this. There's not another retailer in golf. This is why I love the PGA Tour Superstore. There is no one else in golf that will make the investment that you guys are making in training your personnel about all the new product and how and why it works the way it does, so that you guys will know how and why it might be the best for you, depending on what product they choose. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really important. So we've been doing this since 2014. This is our eighth summit. We had to skip 2 years because of COVID.
Sure.
So, and it's our first time here at PGA National. So last night we kicked off the event. We have 240 fitters here from 58 stores across the country.
Wow.
When we did this in 14, I think we were less than 20 stores. So we've tripled in size, and it's all our fitters. So it's the people that are closest to the customer, and all our key OEMs are here. We started this morning, kicked it off. So it's really, really, this is the kickoff to our year.
I went over to the whole practice grounds. It's utilized, putting greens, everything else. But the range, the driving range itself, where you actually have all of the products from all the manufacturers mm-hmm. displayed. And we're talking about TaylorMade. We're talking about Callaway. You can keep going on the list. We're talking about Wilson.
We have Tour Edge, Wilson, Cobra Tomorrow, Ping, Titleist. We have 10 OEMs here in total. Mizuno. And
they're all the huge ones, yeah. too. They're all the big ones. The amount of space that you guys have now to spread out, in essence, to display and to educate your staff, it is way more than I've seen in the past training summits, and it's got to be another ancillary benefit.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge benefit, and that's what, you know, we're aligned with the tour, but we also call our fitters our real pros, because they're yeah. the ones, you know, that have to be informed and have to know all product knowledge, you know, to educate our customers.
I had the honor of addressing the group this morning, and I was telling them, which is truly from the heart, that they are the most important part of the whole process, because In the industry that we are in today, when you guys are at home, I'm sure you do too all the time, we get asked the same questions, which are, what's the best driver? It's impossible to answer the question of what's the best driver. One, because in fairness, they're all very, very well mm-hmm. done. They're mm-hmm. all incredibly well made. Unless you test it against one versus the other with the professional that's looking at it and going, okay, here's your launch angle. Here's the spin that we're getting. Let's try this different shaft, et cetera, et cetera. They may be adjusting face angle, open, close, neutral, et cetera. All of these factors go into the performance of a particular driver. So for me, it's impossible in my position to say which is the best driver, because I don't know, because it's a fingerprint. It depends on what works for you. These guys are learning all this.
They are learning it all. And by the end of the week, they'll have an opinion one way or another, but it's not a one-size-fits-all. Whatever the driver works for you might not be the driver that works for me. But it's fun to watch them and see them get jazzed. And we're going to capture content as they're coming off and what they think of all the new equipment.
Oh,
it's really, really exciting. For the first, you know, Ping hasn't had a launch in 2 years. So there's a lot of excitement around that. The G430.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-sale started last week. So,
really
yeah. Funny. So all of it, you know, Stealth 2, Paradigm. There's so much new equipment
well,
coming on the
you
market.
You got new Pro Vs coming from
yep.
Titleist.
Yep.
All that stuff
next week. Yep.
Fires everybody up as well. The stores are packed.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the supply chain issues that we've talked about last time you were on with me that were impacting, and Dick Sullivan was on with me, we were talking about that. That's not
the case right now. How well are the PGA Tour superstores? Oh, this is the Milwaukee store opening. Dom just told me in my earpiece. Look at that.
Yes, snow. We had people camping out
in the snow,
in tents in the snow for 2 nights before the store opened.
Are you kidding me?
People in the Midwest are diehard golf.
What number?
This store number 57. We've opened one since then, in another one in California, but we've tried a lot of new concepts in Milwaukee. So we have 9 indoor practice bays. You can see it right there, practice and play, and TrackMan technology. And it's really meant to be social. We've set up high tops with bar stools. And when we were there a couple weeks ago, every hitting bay had multiple people in it. So people are coming in groups, and they were coming in and leaving and coming in and leaving. So it's a new concept that we're going to roll out to, you know, every new store that we open from here on out.
These connections, these concepts that you have, it's a hang, it's chill, it's a lifestyle.
It is. And you know, and you and I have talked about this. I mean, for the first time ever, over 41 million people will play golf, and more people are playing indoor golf. And it's a direct correlation, and people are converting from indoor golf to on-course golf. So it's really good for the game. People are just consuming it in so many different ways.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really cute. So we're thrilled. So yeah, it was store 57. Torrance, California was store 58. We're taking a little bit of a breather for a couple months, and then 8 more to go for 2023.
You have 8 more opening in 23? Mm-hmm. Are all the locations announced?
Not all, 5 of them. 2 more in the Chicago area.
All right, two in Chicago.
So Orland Park and Lincoln Park. So that'll give us 5 in Chicago.
5 total up there.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Which
is going to be a little later this summer. I think I told you April, but it's a little later. Boise, Idaho.
Boise, okay.
And those are all that are official, but we have Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, okay.
Thank you. Oklahoma City. And the other 3, we're just finalizing the details.
And you're not going to give me any kind of hints?
No. No. One is in the state you live in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so that'll give us...
Oh, she just gave me a little
hint. So that'll give us 10 in Florida. So we'll have 10 in Florida. By the end of the year, we'll have 10 in Florida. We already have 9 in Texas.
So you'll be up to 66 by the end of 23 is the plan.
Yep.
That is absolutely amazing.
Incredible.
It truly is incredible. And it's having a major impact on the golf industry, obviously, because as the golf industry grows, the PGA Tour Superstore is there to service you guys. Dom is all excited about the store that's opening up in Raleigh. He was cheering in my headset again as we're broadcasting. I don't know if you guys can hear it. I doubt you can with these microphones, but the speakers are going, the loudspeakers are going on behind us right now. Everything is underway. There's so much excitement. There's even buzz surrounding the property because you can't see it in the background. A lot of those buildings are for the Honda Classic, which will be coming up next month. And I like to tell this story, Jill, and I suspect that you're going to agree with me on this. I'm not trying to lead you. I'm just giving you my opinion. Everyone talks about what's going on in the game of golf because of, you know, LIV and the PGA Tour and da-da-da. And I look at always pause for a second, go, wait a minute. That may be something that's happening with the major tours in the world, but the game of golf right now is healthier than it's ever been.
Incredible.
We talked about 41 million.
Yep.
There's 100 million Americans that are watching golf, consuming it in some way. How much are you finding that people are coming in, whether they're buying a shirt for whatever, just lifestyle that goes beyond the people that are just defined by the classic
all the time
of golf?
All the time. And if you look at our assortments, especially in apparel, it's more lifestyle than it's ever been. And you have, you know, our boss always says, it's, you know, like, we're the department store. People come in, they may be a golfer, they may not be a golfer, but
yeah,
I mean, people are wearing golf pants to work because you don't know the difference whether it's a golf pant or not. So it's very much it's expanded in the last couple of years.
There's always a reason to go into the PGA Tour Superstore, and plenty of holidays that benefit too. I always like to say, as you're looking inside of these gorgeous stores on your television screen, I always like to say that the one size that fits all is a gift certificate, and you can pick those up for the PGA Tour Superstore, whether it's for Valentine's Day or what have you. Oh, this was the store. Where was it, Dom? Dublin?
Yep.
Another line.
Yeah. You know, and I just want to point out, I mentioned that we kicked off this event last night with 240 of our fitters. This group, you know, we have some competitors that have training events too, and sometimes they train their general managers and not necessarily their fitters. We only have our fitters here,
right?
Because they are the closest to the customer. These associates are so excited to be here.
They're
so excited, and you saw that this morning when you spoke to the
crew. They are absolute rock stars.
Yeah.
The reason why they are so important, and this is the thing, You probably wouldn't say this, but I can. When you go into some other big box stores, they'd be equally as happy to sell you a fishing pole or running shoes or weightlifting equipment. The PGA Tour Superstore is where you shop with the pros. They are getting trained right now on top of the massive amount of experience that they have in how to fit clubs and make sure that it's built specifically for you and your game. There is a huge difference. So if you want to ensure that you are fit for what is right for you, in the old days, when I was on the equipment side of the business, I'd be playing golf with someone. Usually, I'll give you an example. Golfers say is 6'4", and I'm still trying to get used to this driver. When I swing nice and smooth, I hit it a mile. But I said, what happens when you're in, say, match play and you really go after it? And he says, oh, I swing terribly. I hit this low hook that goes to the left. And I said, it's not your swing that's doing that. It's because you get in a groove and you're swinging harder. That's actually because the shaft isn't strong enough to hang in with you, and it's bowing and closing like a door. So that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen with our fitters. They make sure that they're perfect for what you're trying to do.
Well, yeah, and something I want to add to that, the misconception also is that only the avid golfers should be fit. You mean so many new beginners have come into the game in the last couple of years. And, you know, sometimes they start off with package sets, which is great. We sold more package sets in the last couple of years than we ever have. Yeah. But they might want to evolve their game. So getting fit is for everybody. It's not just for, you know, the single-digit handicap player. It's
absolutely
for everybody. Right. And we want to dispel that and make sure that everybody knows that it's really, really important to get
so
fit,
you know,
regardless
now,
of your level.
Regardless. Now you know there are 58 stores currently open. So if you log on to pjtoursuperstore.com, then from there, you can find out exactly where those stores are. I've talked to people that have traveled hours just to get to one of the PGA Tour Superstores. And as you've heard us discuss already here this morning with Jill, once you are there, I live on the putting green myself, I'll admit, when I go in, if I'm having something done with my clubs. The only place I take my equipment to get, when I get a set that comes in that I have to test or what have you, the first thing is I do before I touch him is I go to the PGA Tour Superstore. My store is on Turkey Lake in Orlando. And I make sure that all of the specs are correct. That means loft, lies, everything. It's got to be dead on. And I'll tell you honestly, they have never not made an adjustment. Think about that for a second. That these professionals, when I go in, make sure that everything is lined up perfectly. While they're doing that, I live in that putting green. I absolutely love all the different putters and tries because I think a putter is a lot like Harry Potter's wand. You don't choose it chooses you. So I'm just looking to see which one speaks to me when I'm there. Now, having said that, if someone comes in, let's go back to the example again. Say what's the golfer and the man does it. He can come in and find a zillion different things to do in the store because of the way these stores are built around lifestyle. They're built around comfort and being able to, it's a great hang.
Yeah. And people, I mean, I have friends that come in and they spend 2 hours in the store. You're right. You hang out on the putting green. You can go into the hitting bays. You can tinker around. You can even have a fitter take you into bay and, you know, watch you swing and give you some suggestions. So it is, it's all about lifestyle and the sports, you know, the fastest growing segment of the sport is millennials. It's the average age has dropped by 8 years. The average age of a golfer now is in the mid 40s. So it's really good for the sport. Really good for the sport.
Awesome.
And you now have 40%. You and I talk about this all the time. 40% of beginners are women and 25% of all golfers are women. So, yeah. I mean, behind us, well, there's nobody there right now. But a minute ago, that putting green was almost all women. There must be some women's group out here. But it's really, really fun to see the sport become, you know, more accepting, more people playing the game. You know, it's not all avid men out there on Saturday morning. So it's just, it's very cool.
And one of the cool things too, when we talk about the things to do in the store, if you've never been into a PGA Tour Superstore before and you have the opportunity to see the apparel section. Now, whether we're talking about Barstool or whether we're talking about Bill Murray, whether we're talking about FootJoy, whether we're talking about Nike, whether we're talking about Adidas, but I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I haven't even mentioned shoes, where you go through and there's aisle after aisle after aisle of whatever type of style. Do you like a more traditional looking style? Do you like more of a sneaker style, more athletic style? Whatever it is, all the different colors. That's an area of the store here. You can see the guys are showing some of the shots of it right now. That's an area of the store. I don't care if you've ever even, don't even know which end of a golf club to swing. You could spend all day right here.
Yeah. And that's what we really pride ourselves on, our on the breadth of assortment. I mean, we have all the big brands, but we're always trying new things and testing new things. I mean, 3 years ago, you didn't see Barstool or William Murray.
Didn't you build it? Isn't this you? This is what you did.
A lot of it. My team. Yep. We have really good apparel merchants and footwear merchants. And, you know, and we don't want to carry seven or eight brands. We, you know, I think we have close to 20 brands in the men's department. And we're always trying new things. You don't, you know, 1 minute, one brand's going to be number one. And a couple years later, it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah. Last time I was with you at Roswell, you told me that the shorts are all getting shorter.
They are getting shorter. And seams are, I mean, we're selling as short as 7-inch inseams.
Yep. The styles are.
Yeah. Now when you see people in long shorts, it looks funny, but it'll be long again before you know it, you know.
Yeah, and you'll know where
pants are narrow. Slim is in right now.
PGA Tour Superstore is in right now. We're so proud of you guys.
Thanks.
We're so proud
having fun. And like I said, this is our favorite week of the year.
It's really my favorite
exciting
week too.
And thank you
so
for being
cool
here.
I'm really excited because later on today and also tomorrow after our live show from down here, we'll be on the practice ground to the range, maybe to the putting green a little bit, maybe chipping. And we're going to check out all the new products. So when you watch the national show this weekend, it will be from here, from the PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. And we're going to show you guys a glimpse of all of the new products that will be defining the marketplace in 2023 and that you can find in the PGA Tour Superstore. Again, just log on to PGATourSuperstore.com and you can get the information of where it is the closest for you. You also can shop right there, too, if you want to. Joe, good to see you.
Good to see you, Matt.
I heard you're going to Ireland this summer.
I am.
We'll talk about that
some
more, too.
Back with more of the Fairways Live Show after this.
Nothing feels quite like hitting a PXG iron. That's because we use hollow body construction coupled with the thinnest club face in golf and a vibration-absorbing polymer. These technologies make hitting our irons feel soft as warm butter on a hot biscuit and create a bigger sweet spot, which means more forgiveness, better distance, and lower scores. Play PXG and see how sweet real power and incredible forgiveness can be. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous links courses and our world-famous parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Press the green button and start your journey at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
That's what I play.
What? Yeah, definitely.
It's as easy as 5-2-3.
Doesn't get any easier.
This Houdini Soul is like magic.
When you just need to launch it.
I wish more of my pro-am partners had these.
I wish more everybody had these.
Because golf is hard.
So make it easier.
Make it 5-2-3-easier.
If there was a trophy for the most forgiving clubs, these would win every year.
You want to talk about winning? You know he knows a bit about that.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time so you feel where you are in your golf swing.
Transition plus 4.2 inches. Length of backswing 50.3 inches.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
Transition on play.
That's the mic drop.
All right, so I caught up with a dear old friend, Bill Prices. We're talking about the Spider putter and its evolution over time. This one looks, you're the one that turned me on to this. I remember, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but.
Probably back at Stream Song, I think it was, right? Yeah. It was Spider-X?
Yeah, it was the Spider-X when I saw the first one. Tell us what you're holding in your hand right now and how is this different for 23?
Yeah, this is called a GTX, but it's a combination of our two most successful putters. The Spider-X that we talked about, and why I say Spider-X, because it has the True Path on top, the white section that makes it easier to line up and visualize the hole. And then the next part is the Deep CG, which is kind of where Spider Tour is. Yep. So it's a combination of Spider Tour and Spider X today. So that performance and a platform of stability.
All right, let's talk about that stability, because the platform clearly shows that you have worked very hard on perimeter weighting. And it looks to my eye, Billy, like you've used different types of material to affect the same.
We did. So we've got the steel bar back here that's 154 grams. So that gets that Deep CG that we like for stability.
Okay.
So it's 38 millimeters deep, which provides the maximum stability, like a Spider Tour. Now, Spider X is about 34 millimeters. That's why, like, a lot of the players out on tour, Rory and a lot of the players, Lucas Herbert. Mm-hmm. I got a great story for you on Lucas Herbert, because I think he was number one in strokes gained last year.
Yeah.
He practices with two different putters. His gamer is a face balance putter.
Okay.
And then what he practices with was a toe hang version of the Spider X.
So he figures it only gets better when he has the square up MOI and all the rest.
Yeah, so they both have the high MOI, but he wants to feel the rotation of a toe hang putter. So then he uses a face balance, because he doesn't have a lot of rotation, but he likes to feel that sense. So
that's
he practiced.
Really cool.
Great story, and of course he led with strokes gained.
Yeah, a winner on top of that. So now we have to use two putters. From now on, everybody. It's a good idea. How excited are you about this new model?
Excited because it has that look of a spider, right? And so we did a lot of research with everybody, and the consumer says, you know, they want that spider look. So, you know, what does a spider look like? Well, the platform is about stability, so it has to have some sort of wing structure. So this has that deep CG and that nice wing structure.
Yeah, and it's kind of a mid-size mallet, too.
We're trying to keep it in that more mid-size to, I don't want to say oversized, but more mid-size size is the best size.
Just before we say goodbye, talk to us about the face insert and what you did here.
Yeah, face is the same that we had last year, so it's at Pure Roll 2, we call it. So it's got the aluminum beam, so it provides that top spin. So we want the best roll that's out there. So all the players that are out there from us today have Pure Roll inserts, and it provides more top spin.
It looks awesome. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
I'm sitting next to Philippe Toffanet. Did I get it correct, my friend?
You did, Matty. Good job.
He is the director of sales and marketing here at PGA National. We wanted to start with Philippe because we want you guys to have an opportunity to know a place you probably already know well with the history that this property has had on it. Remember back in 1983, that Ryder Cup that was so distinctive because of the run that Europe took and the shot by Lanny Watkins that secured it for Team USA. The 1987 PGA Championship, and of course the Senior PGA Championship, which was held from 1982 to the year 2000 on this property, the Honda Classic, which will be here in next month. You can see the build out probably behind us where all the structures are coming together. So Philippe, having said all that and setting the stage and saying, look, people know PGA National where we are, but I'm not sure they know this PGA National. You guys have done so much.
Right. And it's exciting for us to reintroduce the product. And after 110 million renovation, which actually concluded, last January, and the whole year of 2022 was dedicated to relaunching and repositioning the resort with much more than just golf. Golf is definitely in our DNA. This is a tradition here at PGA National. We want to maintain it. But around golf, there's so much more to offer. We've got a 40,000 square foot health and wellness facility, absolutely stunning, beautiful, that will actually just cater to the spouses, right? If you're here on a weekend or long trip and you've got family, you want to be able to golf, but you want to be able to do some other things. And obviously the spa is one of them.
Wow.
Stunning spa, outstanding service. The treatments are just delightful. Plus plenty of additional activities related to the family, because we cater very very much to the families as well. So if you're here on a golf golf course, then you know that your kids are taken care of. They can go to the pool. They can go to Banyan Buddies, a fantastic place where they can interact with other kids. They can actually play racquetball, play pickleball. So much to offer here at the resort now, all-encompassing resort in, as you said, a fantastic setting.
Some of the shots that Andrew is showing to, wow, look at that. Look at the pool area, folks.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Adana and I used a gymnasium last night, and it was world class.
Beautiful.
It was as good as any I've ever been in at a resort facility. There's a shot of that. That's where we were. And it looks out, those windows look out over on the pool. So it was a really cool setting. But the shots that Andrew was showing us from inside of the hotel, whether we're talking about the reception area, whether we're talking about the bar area, we could see it even in the spa area. There's a theme. There's a vibe here
right.
that's unique and very different. And I have to say, as a Frenchman, you have this kind of European look to it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it for that perspective. I mean, the designers and architect did a fantastic job recreating and introducing a new vibe here at PGA. The decor is luxurious. The decor is actually spot on, very much Palm Beach, Palm Beach-like. Beautiful accent throughout the resort. You'll see that all relate back to the start of the resort, but also the surrounding in which we are. Lush gardens brought all the way in through the wallpaper. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
Look
I think it's eye candy for anybody staying at the resort, either indoors or outdoors. And let's not forget also, you can make it a location for the rest of your year, because you can actually become a member here. And we just renovated our entire membership club, which is outstanding. And we do a lot of exclusive packages through either the social media platforms, but also on the website. So definitely get connected with us, stay in touch with us. We always have something coming up. We're actually getting ready and preparing for the summer right now, because summer is very important for this resort. And there are a lot of activities also that we make happen during the summer. And we'll have new things that we're going to continue to introduce for this coming summer. I won't tell you more, but if you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, then you'll know more about
we're
it.
We're going to have to follow up on that summer side. Philippe, absolute delight.
Maddie, it was a pleasure. Thank you guys
so much
for coming.
For opening the program.
Please.
And welcome us all in here. It is awesome to be back, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
Thank you for having me today.
My pleasure.
Absolutely one of the biggest buzzes in the golf industry right now is this driver, the Callaway's Paradigm. Dave Neville's here with me to talk about the technology that's inherent in this new driver. I mean, anytime you guys come out with something new, it's going to cause a buzz.
Yep.
But this one is making a lot of noise early on.
Tremendous amount of buzz, you know, really coming, I think, from the name, the look, the performance. Obviously, John Rahm and Siwoo Kim winning the first 2 weeks out there on tour has been huge. But there is a ton of buzz around this driver.
Why is that? What is it that's different about this than everything else you guys have done?
It's really a paradigm shift in design and construction. And it all starts with this 360 carbon chassis, which we have here in the middle. And what this is going to do is it saves 44% versus having an all titanium chassis. And we're able to put that in the back to have the sliding weight track, put some in the front to have jailbreak and AI and all of that. So you get a driver that's actually more forgiving than Rogue, but in a more traditional shape with adjustability. And that's really the paradigm shift.
All right, so let me take a look at this one second, because when I hold this up, you're talking about, I'm seeing carbon, David, all the way around this club.
A full 360 carbon wrap, so no cage, no ring, nothing inside of there, just two different types of carbon coming together. We have forged carbon on the sole, which is a chopped fiber that goes in all different types of directions. Absolutely beautiful. It looks like marble.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, but lightweight and strong. And then on the top, we have the triaxial carbon crown here, and that's a three-way weave, lightweight and thin and strong as well. So that's really what's different. We've never had that before. No one else in the industry has brought the two types of carbon together to create this 360 carbon chassis.
All right, let's talk about some other elements of the technology here. I want to talk about the face. I want to talk about the jailbreak.
Yeah, so we have an all-new jailbreak system. It's a wishbone type of structure, 33% lighter than our previous jailbreak systems. That really connects the crown and sole together to give you more ball speed. We've got an AI face. We're all in on AI. We've been committed to that for a really, really long time. High strength. We've got the face cup in there, bringing that to the driver for the first time. And we have adjustability in the back. So we have the APW, or the adjustable perimeter weight, 15 grams in the back. And that's going to really help you with about 15 yards of shot shape correction using that in the hosel as well.
15 yards either way.
Yeah, so you get somebody who's in the rough, he brings them in the fairway. Somebody's in the trees, maybe it brings them into the rough. It definitely will help. But we have three models to go across the board, something really for everybody.
That is awesome. When will this be available in golf shops?
Yeah, so it's available in golf shops for pre-order right now, and then February 24th in golf shops all across the country.
Okay, so just a couple weeks down the road, you guys too can engage in a paradigm shift with Callaway's newest driver. Great to see you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Matt.
Guys, it has been an absolutely awesome time to spend this day with all of you, showing you some of the new products that will define year, 2023, really, with all of these incredible new entries into the marketplace. Thank you to the PGA Tour Superstore for inviting us to the training summit. It has been, I guess in a word, fun. See ya.